I'm Steve Cohen, college class of 85. I was a member of Punch Bowl magazine. And I don't know if I should give this information out, but I guess it's been 30 years. I guess it's okay to let the story loose. Punch Bowl has always been known for doing pranks. While I worked my way up to be the art editor, I learned that the pranks that we did were non-destructive, and we weren't engineers, so we couldn't rewire the scoreboard to say silly things. So we had to be creative in other ways, arts and sciences ways. So one of our pranks was we put letters in all the freshman mailboxes in the the high rises late one night, like 1 o'clock in the morning, saying that people will be all the freshmen will be given a physical education test. Of course, that was one of the things about Penn, is you didn't have to take any phys ed tests. So you have to have a physical education test. People with their surnames beginning, you know, first half of the alphabet, would go to the pool for a swimming test. Second half of the alphabet, they'd come the next day or something like that. So then we hung around the gym the next day, and people actually showed up and were asking questions about that. And then we put the notices in mailboxes Friday night, so the Daily Pennsylvanian wouldn't publish anything against us or about it till Monday morning. So a few people actually believed that. Another prank we did was fall of 84, just like the December of 84. We put notices in people's mailboxes saying that the bookstore would buy back all your books at full price. And again, we did it on a Friday evening so that the Daily Pennsylvania wouldn't know about it. And then we hung around the bookstore, and people came in, and I was in the bookstore, and some of the staff, they were starting to get upset, and they said, "No, we're not buying books back. No, that's ridiculous. We're not buying them back at full price." So then these things got published in the Daily Pennsylvania, and if you go back to the archives, you'll find it. And of course, our illustrious editors denied all knowledge of these actions, but those were a couple of the pranks that we pulled in the early 80s when I was a staff member of the Penn Punch Bowl magazine.